Hey guys, welcome back and happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's Steph and Tam, obvi.
Going, girl.
Oh my goodness. All right, so we're trying something new. We couldn't quite get together, so we're over the phone.
Yeah, we're FaceTiming each other.
So
hopefully the sound is okay. Does it look like it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. How's it going, Tam?
It's good. We're a little offbeat since we're not in the same room.
I know.
So this week, Steph has some topics that we're going to get structured about instead of just having a crazy, I don't know what kind of conversation, but yeah, she has some things that we're going to talk about, and I'm going to tell you about my week from hell. Yep. It was horrible.
Tam had the worst week every day with something terrible, like legit terrible, not just like crybaby stuff, like every day.
Every day was something else. I thought I was going to break. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was like, I left my $200 Lulu jacket just chilling in 24-hour where anybody could take it.
Not cool.
Yeah, and I realized once I got back to work. And then work was hectic. And then what happened?
Did you find your jacket, though?
I did, thank goodness.
Oh,
okay. And then I tried to file my taxes, and they wanted to charge me $250. Like I even have that amount of money. No. No, thank
you.
That's
super funny because, like, you're clearly new to the tax world.
I know. She's like, usually I warn people about the price, but only younger people. I'm like, younger? How old do I look?
Because that number did not shock me in one bit. But Matt does our taxes now.
Oh,
but once we have them done, that's very pricey. So.
Yeah.
He just does a TurboTax. I feel like it's $90.
Yeah, it is. What else happened? I feel like a lot happened, but I can't remember any of it.
You blacked it out.
I blacked out.
Blocked it out.
But.
Well, I had a busy week. We just got back from Steamboat last night.
Oh, yeah. Steph went on vacation.
Yeah. We did. We went to Steamboat with some family and got the kids on the slopes, and Phoebe did so good.
Oh, yeah?
Really cute, yeah. She got, okay, so the first day she went, Matt was just, like, guiding her with his, like, ski pole.
Yeah.
And then the second day we got the straps where you hook them up, and there's a backpack, you know, that goes over her shoulders, and it has two, like, leashes that you hold on to.
Oh.
And, yeah. And she did, I'll send you some videos. Oh, my gosh. I'll post one on our Instagram. It's
Do
super
it.
Cute. Super short, but just cute. She waves. And
Aww.
She was, and the best part of that is she just, like, was in her own world, and she was singing. She was singing X's and O's by L. King, you know?
Yeah.
She loves that song. She's just singing. And when we would, like, stop and then get started again, she would say, a one, a two, a one, two, three. And then she would sing. Oh, my gosh. She was in her happy place.
Oh, what a cutie. That's good. Way better than the first day, that trek to get nowhere.
Totally. Yep. No, it was all good experiences this time. And so we had a lot of fun. So that was good. And, yep, got home last night. We got home, actually, in the afternoon after, like, you know, a three-hour drive. I was starving.
Oh.
And
did you not eat?
No, we didn't eat. We were like, oh, well, we'll stop at, you know, when we get to Walden. We didn't. And then we thought we would stop when we got to the Mitch, which is down the Poudre. We ended up getting into Fort Collins and deciding to go try that pokey place, the poke.
Oh my gosh, you were talking about that last time. Was it good or was it bad?
So it was so good.
Oh, good.
So No good. So we got it yesterday, and I got it again today for lunch. That's how good it was.
Cool. What kind of fish did you put on there?
So I have some suggestions. I had the... Okay, yesterday I had the spicy tuna.
Okay.
With regular tuna and with scallops. And it was a lot.
Gross.
It's good, but it was a lot. It's a lot of sauces to try, and I feel like every time you'll, like mix it up. So trying different things is it's scary at first, but, like, every time it'll be different. So
I don't try new things ever.
Well, this would be a stretch then.
Yeah.
This was, I don't know. It's good, though. So I had, so that was a lot, though. Like, I wouldn't do that many fishes in one bowl next time. So today I just got spicy tuna only. So a small bowl gives you 2 scoops. A large bowl gives you 3. I mean, a medium bowl gives you 3. And a medium is, like, it's so much food, there's no way. A small bowl, I only eat half of it. I'm kidding you. It's a ton. So today I just got spicy tuna, seaweed salad. If you like seaweed, it makes it kind of fishy. So you gotta, like, you know, understand all of that stuff. But the
you have to like the sea.
You have to like the sea. But there's chicken and there's steak options.
Oh, yum, yeah.
You obviously don't have to do the seaweed salad. So I can't wait to go back and try more different, like, combinations of sauces. And whatever. Phoebe got at today with seaweed salad and ate it.
Oh, good job, Phoebe.
No. So I would say it's an absolute try.
I might try it.
if you like sushi, it's like, for all you guys out there who like sushi, it's like deconstructed sushi. Because you have your rice on the bottom, you have your sauce, your seaweed in there, and your fish, and all of that. If you don't like sushi, you could do, like, the sweet chili sauce and some steak and rice and edamame and, you know, super good.
You fresh. Can make it work.
It was packed.
Really?
People are loving it. Oh, my gosh. It was packed. Everybody looked fit. And, like, most of the people were wearing yoga pants.
And you were like, let me go get mine, right?
No. I'm like, okay, well, I don't fit in. Quite here, but you know, it's all right because Matt met me for lunch, and so he and I, you know, we equaled the play, you know, we like leveled the playing field a little bit for the, I don't know,
sure,
I don't know, whatever. For people who don't work out,
yeah, that's okay. We just all love our yoga pants.
Yeah, I mean. I should get some good ones.
Yeah, Lulu, you need to go and get them.
I think if I got Lulu, I'd feel better about yoga pants.
They're amazing. They make everything look better.
I still won't wear them, like, you know, to do
well, you regular really things. Should. You should.
I should. No, I mean, it's just not in me to do that. I feel like workout clothes need to be, like, for working out.
Yeah.
But you work out all day long, so it makes sense for you.
At Kim some point, I
marked me on her walk at lunch.
I went on a walk today because I had a lunch meeting, so it got cut short, so I couldn't go all the way to the gym at lunch. So I had to go on a walk, so I walked 3 miles. Could you even hear me? It was so windy today.
Yeah, I totally could. It was perfectly clear.
Oh, wow. Good job. Yeah, so I'm going to get my steps up at lunch, and tomorrow I have to leave early. I have an appointment in Fort Collins at 4, so I'm gonna leave at 3:30. So I'm only gonna take a half an hour lunch. So I'm gonna do a power walk.
Oh, yeah,
or I could run. Sometimes I just don't want to run. Walking is better.
I think walking is great. I went on one walk.
In Steamboat.
No, before Steamboat.
Oh, nice.
The day that we left, actually. And then I ski 2 days. So I feel like I got my stuff in.
Good job. Yeah, new activity.
Yeah, and you know, like, this time, I'm telling you what, I feel like I got my ski legs back. Like, I felt like I was back to normal. The last time I skied in Winter Park had been pretty much the first time since I was pregnant. Well, I skied once since Feeds was born, so it's been some time.
Dang.
So it wasn't good, wasn't, like, sure on my feet, just nervous and all of that, but I did pretty good.
Good job.
But I'm back, so Matt and I might go back up the mountain one more time.
Cool, yeah, that would be good.
Steamboat was, like, it rained.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
They have gotten basically a third of the snow that they would typically have at this point.
Because it's so warm.
Warm. It was so warm. The first day, I don't know if you saw the picture I posted of Phoebe, like, dancing and, like, sitting in the sun. It was, like, too hot for a jacket the first day. It was hot. It was, like, it was in the 60s. It was probably close to 60 degrees. And sun in the mountains is, like, hot, right?
So yeah. It's,
and then the next day, we got some snow. And we got 3 inches to ski on, which was good.
Yeah.
And then the following day was warm again, so it was like slushy mashed potato snow.
Oh my gosh.
And then guess what happened last night after we left?
Oh, it dumped.
16 inches.
Whoa.
I know. So I'm happy for them. But that would have been nice to ski on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's super crazy.
Well, you were telling me about face stuff. What are you doing to your face?
Okay. This is just so crazy. So this is nothing that I am, a couple of things. For one, I bought some rosehip oil.
Oh, you were telling me about that. What does that do?
It's supposed to just be like the ultimate oil for turning back the
hands of time?
Hands of time.
Okay. That's the phrase, right?
So I got some at Sprouts today.
Oh, it's at Sprouts?
I went to Sprouts, and I got my greens, my amazing grass.
Oh, my God, I'm so proud of you.
And then I got my collagen powder.
Yeah.
This is the second time this has happened to me. I come home, I open it up, it had already been opened.
Stop.
Serious. So I have to return it now because I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to. I can't risk it. What if somebody tampered?
Yeah, somebody's trying to kill you.
I know. So I have to return it now, so I'm annoyed about the extra errand.
Wait, the greens or the collagen?
The collagen.
They took the zip thing off the outside?
It didn't have one. That should have been my clue.
Oh, man.
I didn't think about that.
It's okay. You know, you were in a rush. The store is very big. So,
it's easily. So, that's a bummer. I have to return that.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay,
so I got my rosehip oil. I'm super excited about it. I was listening to one of my podcasts that I love, and she had this person on that was talking about, okay, so she's like a, I've never listened to her podcast. It's called Skinny Confidential. I've never heard of it.
I've heard of her.
Okay.
She's supposed to be really good.
Well, I will be now following her. She's a riot. She's funny. But, okay, so the girl said, if you could give us 3 things to do every day, what would they be? Okay? So she said to take your makeup off with oil, which is something I've been trying to, like, I don't wear a ton of makeup, but I've been trying to, like, think about, like, ways to put oil on my face. So the rosehip oil was like, okay, good. I already got that. I'm good. And she said to massage your face every day. Okay.
What does that mean?
She says that if you massage your face up and to your ears and down and you drain your lymphatic system in your face. So you drain it. She says that that is like a natural contouring. She's like, I do not put makeup on before I do that. I massage my face every day. And she said that Kim Kardashian will not go anywhere before she has a face massage like this. So like something like circular, like from your. Okay, she wasn't as descriptive as she needed to be, so I got on YouTube afterwards, and I was like, I've seen some like different people doing different things. I encourage you to search multiple, but what I think is like you go from your cheekbone to your ear, behind your ear, and down your neck, and it drains your lymphatic.
Okay, but like how hard are you pushing?
Not hard.
Oh.
That's not hard. And then, like, something about your collarbone, if you tap on your collarbone. I mean, I watched a bunch of them. And because the girl didn't give me a lot of tips, but I'm like, I'm doing that every day. She said to do it, I'm doing it. Like, one person on YouTube was like, go like this on your forehead, massage up towards your scalp, and that will, like, get rid of lines and wrinkles.
That's probably why we should get facials, like, every week.
Every week. So I'm going to do this all the time now. Every day I'm going to do this. This is my homework.
Okay, yeah, you should. I should try it too.
So I'm going to do it with the rosehip oil. And then the other thing she said, her third thing was spirulina, which you and me are right on that.
Spirulina, what is that?
It's greens. It's in our grass.
Oh, awesome. Oh, yay. Okay, well, you tell me how the oil goes and how all the massaging goes.
That. And then my other thing that I was super excited about, again, through another podcast that I listened to.
They're so educational.
I know. Take notes, people. So, okay, so I've always been concerned about my deodorant having the aluminum and stopping for me. When I went to hair school, like, 15 years ago, they talked about it. And I'm like, well, every time I try the organic deodorant without aluminum, I stink like a homeless person.
Ew.
Like bad. Yeah, not good. But this girl said she swore by Schmidt's. I think I told you this week.
Wait, Schmidt. Who? The Skinny Confidential or somebody else?
This is from Lady Gang.
Oh, Lady Gang. I like them.
Yeah, Lady Gang. So she swears by Schmidt's, and I thought, well, I was in Walmart. I knew it wasn't going to be there, but I thought I was going to look because I just needed some stuff for Phoebe and Wes, like toiletries and stuff. So I went by and I looked, and there was Schmidt's.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe three tops. It has charcoal and magnesium or something in it. And I will tell you what, it works better than what I was using.
Roses?
I smell better than I smelled before.
Whoa.
I'm not kidding you.
How weird. Well, how many ingredients are in there? Just those two?
Well, I can look. Let me look real fast. I swear, I just can't explain it, but I have no body odor with this stuff.
That's so crazy.
I'm expecting to need, like, you know, like a period of time for my body to get used to it, but it worked right away.
I've been, like, I've had high anxiety and high stress lately that I've been getting stress sweat, which is worse than regular sweat, and you stink. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the commercials say, and you're like, yeah, that's BS, but it is not. And I've been, like, really severely sweating, and then you know I never put on deodorant.
So. Why? Seriously?
I only put it on when I shower.
So you don't stink.
So I rarely shower.
That is really impressive, Tam. Okay, so natural mineral enriched deodorant. Like, see it?
Charcoal and magnesium. How many ingredients?
Ingredients. I mean, well, there's a lot, but it's not like, I mean, I'm not going to even try to pronounce all of this stuff, but basically it looks like arrowroot, baking soda, coconut, shea butter, wax, jojoba.
Oh, so kind of all natural stuff?
It's all natural.
Weird.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, you guys, like, there's no reason not to use this stuff. I can't think of one. I can't even believe it. Even after skiing and sweating and stuff, because it was hot.
Is it unscented?
Well, it has, like, a nice clean smell. It does not look like there's a lot of, like, added stuff.
So can guys use it too?
Probably. I should try see if Matt likes it.
Yeah, stick it under there.
I should. I'll have him use
you know, with him, Matt is just, like, he's not, like, he doesn't stink or sweat or anything. Like, I would be more the one who would need it.
Yeah.
But this just, like, makes me feel just, like, amazing. I love it.
Well, good. I'm very excited for all your natural endeavors. And let me know how that face massaging goes. Maybe I'll try it.
Well, you have to do it too. So I'll send you some links. But yeah. Basically also like patting your face and like stimulating like circulation and fascia in the back of your neck, like pushing on the back of your neck. So that's what I learned from YouTube. I mean, YouTube is a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, you could get lost in there.
And these people are funny.
Dang.
I'm like buying it like it's Bible. I'm like all over it.
Too funny. Well, yeah, so like my showering habits aren't the best. I'm not disgusting, trust me. That's what everyone thinks at first, but then once you know me, you know I don't smell.
Yeah. She
does. I don't. And so, like, you know, since I don't shower too much, I really don't care about a cleansing routine. Like, I don't do face stuff, I don't wear makeup, I don't really try and pretty it up at all. But Tula, it's a skincare. I couldn't get away from all of their ads on Facebook and Instagram, and I was like, okay, fine, you know what, I'm just gonna try this moisturizer. And I got the day and night cream, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll just try it. It is the most moisturizing face cream ever. And it just soaks right in and your face feels so good. And I'm like, this is weird. I don't like products, but I love it.
Okay, and I'm going to try that.
It's just really nice and it's like made out of probiotics. So I guess it's good for your skin. Like, because, yeah, whatever you put on your skin gets absorbed into you. Just like why you want your deodorant to be all natural, because you're absorbing it. So yeah, this face mask, and it smells pretty good. It's not like super perfumey or anything, but I like can't go to bed without it. And like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
And then you wash your face in the morning?
No. I do try and wash my face before I put the lotion on.
Yeah. Though. So, one thing I learned from another podcast is, something that I do and I don't need to do is I wash my face at night and in the morning. But if you wash your face, obviously you need to wash your face at night because that cleanses all the day off of it, right? And all your makeup, whatever you did that day. And so, but then in the morning, you don't need to cleanse your face again. Like, you can then just rinse it if you wanted to, or just, like, you know, but you don't, because your face is going to make, or your skin's going to have the natural oils that it already, like, does, you know, like, produces, and you don't want to strip them away. And I just wash my face in the morning again, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, that's just, like, you know, showering every single day.
Well, I mean, I do that.
I know a lot of people do, but sometimes it's good to go a day or two. Like, you know, you don't want to wash your hair every single day because it's going to get, like, really dry.
For sure.
I've been not stretching it out. I've gotten it down to where I can wash my hair once a week.
Well,
is that gross?
I'm not bashing it because with Moroccan oils, dry shampoo that I use, if I brush my hair, so I brush it in the morning so all the oils redistribute throughout my hair, and then I put the dry shampoo on my root, and then I'll, like, work that through, I can literally go 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
My hair holds a curl, so if I curl it on the first day, I run oil through my ends, and it will hold that curl the whole time.
Nice.
It's crazy. But I have curly hair naturally, so it naturally will just hold that curl, but my hair's straight, it doesn't look good. Is great. Like, it looks better if it's curled.
Yeah. I'll do mine straight for the first, like, 2 or 3 days, and then once it gets bad, I'll throw some dry shampoo in there and then curl it, and then it'll look really good, you know, because it's gross. It's like a little dirty, so it holds the curl. And then I'll sleep on that, and then the next day it'll be loose curls, so I'll either keep it and just throw it all to the other side so it looks fresh, or throw it in a bun, and then the bun is really high, like that huge pineapple bun that I love that nobody else likes.
Yeah. I like it. Kylie likes it.
Does she?
Well, Kylie is the queen of the bun.
I'm oh my god, yeah, I forgot. So funny. True.
Oh my gosh, I know. So, can we just give a, like, crazy shout out to those cookies you gave me the, like, tip to make?
Ooh, oh yeah, the chocolate paleo ones. Were they?
The chocolate peanut butter paleo cookies. Holy moly, they were good.
Yum.
You, like, the group at Steamboat loved them. Everyone loved them. Nobody can tell they're paleo.
I know, and they're, like, only 5 ingredients, so easy. Yeah, I make those, like, on a weekly basis at my house.
No kidding. They're so good. They taste so fudgy, and so, I mean, they're pretty good for you.
Yeah, there's only 1 cup of sugar.
I don't know. I was feeling good about eating it for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, good fat. Just oh, kidding. Also, I'm pretty sure cheese is a fat.
It's a, but it is protein.
It is protein.
Protein.
But the fat outweighs the protein. But so I'll give it to you. It's a combo.
Is
it
fat as far as like your food pyramid goes?
Huh?
Like, I mean, like it's considered a fat as far as like the food pyramid goes, but it's got protein in it.
Do kids still learn about the food, the protein, the triangle? The food triangle?
I'm just assuming you live by the
What?
Triangle. I'm just assuming you, like, live by
No, the whole bottom is bread. Actually, you know what I just ate? I just incorporated rice into my diet. I just ate some jasmine rice tonight with my beef stew. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was yummy.
Beef stew. You made beef stew.
Yeah, in the crock pot. It's so easy. I really...
Nice.
Yeah, I should have followed a recipe, you know, because I don't know how to spice things. But I was too lazy to even look one up. So I just threw, like, carrots, celery, onion, zucchini, yellow zucchini and green zucchini, and then... I think just some sautéed beef in there, some beef stock, and hit perfect. Go. Yeah, crock pot. And I'm like, yep, perfect.
Does zucchini get mushy?
Yeah, I mean, it's not crunchy. It's not like see-through or anything, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's good. I always worry about it getting, like, too, like, fall apart in the crock pot. I've never tried it.
Oh, I think it does okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I roasted a chicken for dinner.
Yum, how'd it go?
I think we have a delay on our...
Yeah, we do. You're a little glitchy.
Huh.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Well...
Guys, we've just...
Right back?
We've got a case of the Mondays. No. Is it good or is it bad? You don't like it?
Here, press pause and I'll call you right back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're back. Okay. No more glitches.
I hope so because it looks like it's glitching on my end.
OMG. Okay, well, we'll just chalk it up to a case of the Mondays because it's Monday. Yeah. What else? So your highlight of the week was snow and skiing. Yeah, I don't... Oh, all right, we're back. Didn't work. Well. We're going to have some editing issues because I don't know how to do that yet. But anyway, so Steph's highlight of the week was Steamboat, right? What else?
Yeah, totally. Steamboat and... I don't know, some, like, your cookies were major.
Oh, yeah. And chocolate makes everybody happy.
Yeah. Total. Chocolate and peanut butter mix makes everyone happy.
Yeah.
So good. And, yeah, I just feel really happy to find that deodorant.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'll have to go and check it out. Walmart, $2 or $3, guys. Charcoal deodorant.
And you had no highs, right?
I had one. I'm gonna try and turn around. Maybe two. Friday, I went up to Cheyenne to work at our headquarters up there, and the office was like so much fun.
Oh, good.
Everyone was chit-chatting with each other and hanging out in each other's cubicles, and just we all went to lunch, and it was really fun. I didn't get a lot of work done, but I think I needed that.
Right. So, can you get up there more often then? That sounds like a fun place to work, because yours is a little quiet here.
Yeah, I mean, I can go up there whenever I want, but it's far away. And it's Cheyenne. I don't like Cheyenne. But the people are nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then the other one, Tommy just texted me today. Tommy's my bestie. And he was so sweet. And he just texted me saying we haven't talked in a while and asking how my week went. So I, like, so appreciate when friends, like, give each other the time of day, you know? Like, sometimes when I don't hear from him, I'll reach out to him, and if it's been too long, he'll reach out to me, and it's just, like, such an equal relationship there, and so, he just made me feel so good.
Yeah. It's good to have people that are, like, thinking about you, and just rooting for you, and checking on you.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, so he made me really happy.
Well, cool. Good friends.
Yeah.
What else?
Did you learn anything new this week?
I mean, I feel like I shared so much knowledge.
That's true. You've been all over YouTube. You've done all your face stuff. So that's pretty good.
And I definitely found, like, some good recipes this week. I did that bun cake.
Oh my gosh. That looked profesh.
I know. So this bun cake was like, okay, the opposite of your cookies. It had 3 cups of sugar.
Whoa.
It had 6 eggs, like a ton of butter. What else was just like ridiculous? A cup of sour cream.
Oh, yum.
Like, ridiculously like packed, right? And then it came out of the bun pan like a dream. It was absolutely perfect. It was beautiful. I put a glaze on it, and it is like something that you would buy at Starbucks. Like, it is like dense, but not too dense. It's delicious. I gotta bring you some, because I know you love lemon.
I do. It was lemon. Oh my gosh. It seriously looked beautiful.
Seriously. Lemon. Yes. I'm gonna save you a piece. I'm gonna put it in the freezer, so when I see you, you can enjoy it.
Okay, and then also I need the recipe for that, what was it, polenta or something? What did you make for your brunch? Or your mom made it?
The grits.
Grits, yeah, yum.
Wasn't that good? Okay, I'll ask my mom for that. That was like baked grits. So typically grits you just like bake or you just like cook on the stovetop. But this, I think she did the stovetop and then threw it in the oven, and it had, like, all the fixings in it. And there's an egg in it to, like, help it set.
Oh, my gosh. It was just so good.
I will send that to you this week.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. I want to make it, too.
Yeah. We should have a baking day.
Yes. I would love that.
Cool.
I love it. So today at the library, we went to story time, Phoebes and I.
Yeah.
And I always like to grab, like, a book, and I don't have time to look for myself, like, you know, down the aisles. But there is this really, like, cool, like, they have, like, a few little rows set up of just, like, stuff you could quick pick up. And there's always one with, like, food. And so that grabs my eye. And I picked up this one today that's about baking bread. And I know you don't eat bread.
Yeah, I don't.
But grabbed my eye because it says one recipe and like all of these breads. So if you have one recipe, if you tweak it, you can make like a baguette, you can make focaccia, you can make ciabatta, you could make whatever that like round loaf is, or rye bread or wheat bread. And I'm like, well, that's fascinating.
What that's pretty recipe? Cool.
Yeah. So I didn't have time to mess with it today, but I'm totally going to make some bread this week and just try it out because, I mean, it looked like they made it pretty easy. It's like four ingredients. You know, bread's technically easy, right? I mean...
Yeah. It just has to rise, right?
Yeah. You just have to, like, do the right amount of, like, steps. So you have to, like, let the yeast dissolve and let everything, like, rise after you... You know, it has to rise two times and whatever. So I'm going to give it a whirl.
Yeah. Give that a go. Tell me how it goes.
Can you eat bread because it makes you sick?
I mean, it doesn't make me sick, but it really makes me super bloated. And then I don't like the way I feel when I'm super bloated.
Well, which is probably your body telling you it's making you kind of sick. You probably have a little bit of an allergy to it. Because I never feel bad after eating bread.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. My body really doesn't like digesting anything. That's what I'm probably going to do this coming week. I'm going to get back into acupuncture because I want my body to be a little happier. I feel like I am not absorbing any of my nutrients, so I want to get that under control. And
how can you tell that? Oh, just your digestive is slow?
Yeah, like okay. Things with my bowel movements aren't going so hot.
Take a probiotic or enzyme, digestive enzyme?
Oh my god, I do everything for gut health. So fermented food, I've been eating sauerkraut, and that's really good for your gut. Yep. And then I add flax seeds into my yogurt, and yogurt, flax seeds help with your like gut flora, and so it helps things, I don't know, I have to look that up. But then... Yep. Yeah, but then the yogurt is probiotic, so that's good for your gut. And then what else do? I drink a bunch of water, and yeah, so I do a lot for my gut, and I feel like it's still just not happy, so I'm going to figure that out.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. And you do the lemon, and you do the greens. And
do it all.
So acupuncture.
Yeah, I want to do acupuncture because I really believe in it, and...
Never tried it.
Oh my gosh, you need to try it.
My sister, oh my god, this is hilarious. And I wish that she could tell the story, so not Kate, my sister Adrienne, she went to the acupuncture school.
Oh, really?
Acupuncture one time, and... It was, like, the absolute nightmare, just like it would be, like, if you went to probably get your hair done or something at a hair school.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And so the guy, like, stuck her with all the needles, and then he, like, went off to, like, take a break or something. And she's laying there for a really long time, and she was feeling like it wasn't right. Like, she wasn't comfortable, and she wanted to get up, but he wasn't anywhere nearby. And so there's this pager that you're supposed to be able to push, but he wasn't like responding or coming back.
Oh my god.
And so she like got off of the table, but I guess it's like it was like a big room of every like it wasn't private at all. It was like a big room of people laying on their own tables full of needles, right?
Yeah.
So she like jumps off and she has all these needles and she was like trying to pull them out, and she had to, like, put her clothes on. It was just, like, a big mess, and, like, she forgot one needle, and it was just horrible. And then finally the guy came back, and she's like, where were you? I was like, paging you. And he's like, oh, well, I went outside, and my pager doesn't work out there.
Oh, my goodness. That literally sounds like a nightmare. Yeah, I wouldn't go back if I was her either.
Like, when she told it, she told it so much better than I did. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. I could not imagine feeling like hostage, basically, on your table.
Yeah.
And you need to get, like, dressed dust and you're around every, oh my gosh, what a mess. But yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. Yeah, no, the place that I go is not a school, it's a professional place.
That's good. I would like to try it. I mean, I'm open to it.
It's
one of
nice.
The ladies I watched on YouTube today, she actually is an acupuncture person, and she was talking about like the massage being a Chinese medicine style acupuncture, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that blood flow stuff is good. So, we urge all of you guys to try something new and let us know if you, like, go and try the rosehip oil or the face massages that you can do at home on your own.
Totally. Yep, YouTube away. I mean, if you guys are following, I mean, I feel like we've gotten some followers, don't you think, Tam, on our Insta and on,
yeah.
A little bit on Twitter, even though I do not understand Twitter.
So I don't either.
Please bear with
someone
me
let us know how Twitter works.
Yes. Give me some tips. But shout us out if you're listening to us and you found us. Like, talk to us.
Yeah. Send us questions and have a great week.
Yes.
All right.
I agree. Tam, you better have a better week.
I will. I'm going to try and turn it around.
Your homework is to have a better week.
Yeah.
My homework is to make bread.
Okay, we'll both do that. All right, guys, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.